Thank you, Chair. So, in 8.1, we would prefer the para to read as follows: States parties shall ensure that their domestic law provides for a comprehensive and adequate system of legal liability, including joint and several liability of legal and natural persons conducting business activities, particularly those of a transnational character, within their territory, jurisdiction, or otherwise under their control, for human rights abuses and violations that may arise from actions or omissions in the context of their own said business activities or from their business relationships. And then in 8.2, it would read, state parties shall ensure that their domestic liability regime provides for liability of legal persons without prejudice to the liability of natural persons and does not make civil liability contingent upon finding of criminal liability or its equivalent for the same acts. And then 8.3, we would prefer for it to read as follows: States parties shall adopt legal and other measures necessary to ensure that their domestic jurisdiction provides for effective, proportionate, and dissuasive criminal, civil, and/or administrative sanctions where legal or natural persons conducting business activities have caused or contributed to human rights abuses and violations, such as withdrawal of licenses, termination of contracts for company projects, or inclusion on a prohibited list of companies for business. Then 8.4. Should read, states parties shall adopt measures necessary to ensure that their domestic law provides for adequate, prompt, effective, gender and age responsive reparations to the victims of human rights abuses and violations in the context of business activities, particularly those of a transnational character, in line with applicable international standards for reparations to the victims of human rights violations. Where a legal or natural person conducting business activities, including those of a transnational character, is found liable for reparation to a victim of a human rights abuse or violation, such person shall provide reparation to the victim or compensate the state. If that state has already provided reparation to the victim for the human rights abuse or violation resulting from acts or omission for which that legal or natural person conducting said business activities is responsible. 8.5 should read, states parties shall require legal or natural persons conducting business activities in their territory or jurisdiction, particularly those of a transnational character, to establish and maintain financial security such as insurance bonds or other financial guarantees to cover potential claims of compensation and judicial costs. And then we would like to add the following paragraphs, new paragraphs. First one would read, all companies involved in human rights abuse or violation, whether a subsidiary or parent company or any other business along the value chain, shall be jointly and severally responsible for human rights abuses or violations in which they are involved. The second one, state parties shall ensure that their domestic law provides for the criminal liability of legal or natural persons for acts that directly or indirectly contribute, cause, or are linked to human rights abuses or violation. The third one, the rule on exhaustion of local remedies shall not be applicable where the circumstances render it unreasonable to exhaust local remedies or where adequate or effective remedies are unavailable at the domestic level. Thank you.